Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Shabbos, Taf Kuf Tes, and we are starting all the way at the top of the Amud, and Vilna Surah Taf is on Pei Tes Amud Beis at the top of the Amud as well. And today's officer sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Uliyah. So we have a little bit of introduction to this. Let's just remind ourselves that we were discussing Tav Dvar Mitzvah and had Machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua regarding two babies that needed a bris, one on Shabbos, other on Sunday, and the male accidentally gave the Sunday one a bris on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar said he's Chayev and Rabbi Yeshua Paters. And the Gemara explained that this is the way Rav Meir understands Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. However, according to Rabbi Shimon's understanding, in the Machlekes, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar are mechayev the mile in that case because he didn't end up accomplishing anything. Giving the Sunday baby birth on Shabbos a day early is not something he could be pater for. Now, the Gemara then discussed Tav Dvar Mitzvah regarding somebody who shechted a carbon on Erev Pesach, which fell out on Shabbos, and it turned out not to be the carbon Pesach, and when Rabbi Yeshua would pater over there. And one of the factors was Davar She'ein or Sheyesh like Kitzvah. If it's a Davar She'ein like Kitzvah, there's no set amount to it, then you could be pater. And carbon Pesach is Ein like Kitzvah. There's no set amount of carbonus Pesach, which the Torah allows to be shechted on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach. Therefore, one could be excused for shechting a carbon that he thought was a carbon Pesach. Now the Gemara asks in regards to the child mix-up case of the Mishnah. Elo atinokas feikas. This case, the child mix-up. Mat avid loy. How is it treated? Kedavar sheyesh like kitzvah, kedavar she'ein like kitzvah. Meaning, how do we look at the fact that we're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos? Davar sheyesh like kitzvah or ein like kitzvah? And what's the nafkamina? So pay attention to the following line we have to add into the girsa. In tavdin and kedavar she'ein like kitzvah. If you want to treat it like something that's ein like kitzvah, so afilu ein sham tina kachar lamol. Even if there isn't another baby to give a bris milah to. Meaning, even if the Shabbos baby is not here and all he did was give a bris to the wrong baby, he still could be putter because Mila is considered a davar she'ein like kitzvah. Now back into the Gemara, in tavdin and kedavar she'yesh like kitzvah, if you treat Mila as a davar she'yesh like kitzvah, so v'hu she'yesham tinek achar lamol, that means that there has to be another child there that requires bris Mila, meaning the Shabbos baby has to be there in order to be putter for giving a bris to the non-Shabbos baby. So Rabbi Yosef, he answers, Milein d'rabanon, the following member of the Rabbanon, avdin loin kedavar she'yesh like kitzvah, shows us that Mila is like a davar she'yesh like kitzvah, and therefore, v'hu she'yesham tinek achar lamol, there has to be another child there to give a bris milah to, which again means that the Shabbos baby has to be here in order for the male to be putter for giving a bris milah to the wrong baby. Now, what's this member of the banan? So it comes from a question on the Mishnah. Esochami, come and see. Hikdim is manai putter, Icher is manai chayiv. How does it make sense in the Mishnah? If he gave the baby a bris a day early, he's putter, but if he gave it a day late, he's chayiv. This refers to the seifa in the Reish of the Mishnah. The seifa was where he gave the Sunday baby a bris on Shabbos, and Rabbi Shua said he's putter over there, but the Reish was where he gave the Friday baby a bris on Shabbos and he'd be chayiv. How does that make sense? A Sunday baby getting bris on Shabbos means he got his bris on day 7, and so mitzvah wasn't even accomplished then, and you're telling me he's putter, so why when the Friday baby gets a bris on Shabbos, that's day 9, he for sure needs a bris, is the mile going to be chayiv in that case? It doesn't make sense. So Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna answers, chilufin himas nisa, we actually have to switch the Mishnah around, meaning instead of having the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, which we had explained is the way Rav Meir understands machlokes Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua, we really have to learn the Mishnah like Rav Shimon. The Tani was taught, Amar Rav Shimon says, lo nechlu Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua al mishayo lamal achar Shabbos umal b'Shabbos shechayev, that there's no machlokes between Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua in regards to a baby that was supposed to get its bris on Sunday, but it got its bris a day early on Shabbos. They both agree that the male is chayev over there. V'alma nechelku, so what do they argue about? Al mishayo lamal be'erev Shabbos, regarding a baby that was supposed to get its bris on Friday umal b'Shabbos, but instead it got its bris on Shabbos day 9. Rav Elazar chayev chatos, Rav Yeshua piter. In that case, Rav Elazar is chayev chatos and Rav Yeshua paters because he's taught b'dvar mitzvah and he actually accomplished the mitzvah by giving his baby its bris, and that's actually what the Mishnah should be talking about. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun tells us that in Kushai Makshila Rabbi Yanai was bothered by this as well in the Mishnah, and he answered differently. That the reason why in the Reish of the Mishnah, when he gives the Friday baby a bris on Shabbos, he's chayiv for that, even though he did accomplish a mitzvah, is because the Shabbos baby actually ended up getting its bris a day early on Friday. That means there's no baby over here that requires a bris, which is Daicha Shabbos, because again, the Shabbos baby is not here, only the Friday baby is, and that's why the Mayel is chayiv. Now we clearly see from Rav Yanai's understanding of the Mishnah, then Mila is considered like a davar sheyesh like kitzvah, and therefore the only way the mile would be putter is if we have the Shabbos baby here. Since the Shabbos baby's not here, the mile is not putter. Because if Mila was looked at as a davar she'ein like kitzvah, then it wouldn't make a difference if the Shabbos baby's here. The mile would still be putter. So that's the answer to our question. Now all of our discussions up until now in Shitas Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua were according to Rav Meir and Rav Shimon's understanding of the machlokes. However, now Rav Ad Rav Amar, he says zu div Rav Meir Rav Shimon. This is all Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Aval div Rav Yosi, but according to Rav Yosi, afilu davar she'ein mas yosan mitzvah. Even if the mile did something that he didn't even accomplish a mitzvah with it, ha'il v'toya by l'shem mitzvah, pater. Since he made a mistake because he was still trying to be involved in some sort of mitzvah, he's nonetheless pater. And we're going to see in a moment where Rabbi Yosef Shita comes out. So I bring up the following din. Let's say the male did the bris on Shabbos and he realized that there's some tzitzin. There are a few strands of skin that he didn't end up cutting off in the first slice of the knife. Is he allowed to go back and cut them on Shabbos? And the din's as follows. Piresh, if he already removed his hand, ain't a chayzer. He's not allowed to go back and trim those extra pieces of skin. El alti tzitzin ha-ma'akven as a mila, unless they're considered tzitzin which are ma'akiv the mila, namely if they're pieces of skin which would make the mila considered not valid, so then he's allowed to go back and cut them because it's considered like he didn't finish the bris. But if they're tzitzin she'in ma'akven as a mila, he can't go back and trim them. And on the next daf, we're going to be discussing what are tzitzin ha-ma'akven or ein ma'akven. Now, Rabbi Yechon says, "Dir Rabbi Yosi, kund Rabbi Yosi, afil pirish. Even if he already removed his hand, chayzer afil al tzitzin she'in ma'akven as a mila. He could go back on Shabbos and trim those tzitzin that are not ma'akiv the mila." And the question is, "Hay din Rabbi Yosi? Which Rabbi Yosi is it? Meaning, where do we see this in Shitas Rabbi Yosi?" The answer is, "Hay tinin taman." That which we learned in Mishnah over there, this Masechah Sukkah. Rabbi Yosi tells us, "Yom Rishon Chag Shechal Lios b'Shabbos." The first day of Sukkah fell on Shabbos, Shochach, and the guy forgot. V'ha'itzias ha'ulav Rishus Rabim, and he carried his lulav out to the Rishus Rabim. Potter, he's potter for that. V'nei Shaitzir Rishus, because he carried out with Rishus. Now, how could you say he carried out with Rishus? The moment a person picks up their lulav in Esrog, they're automatically yaitz in the mitzvah. All the nanuim and the waving that we do with the lulav in shul, that's something that's added on by the rabbanon. But the bare bones mitzvah of netilas lulav is simply to pick up the lulav. So the moment the guy picked up his lulav, he was ready yaitze, which means if he carries out to the Rishus Rabim, he should be chayiv for that because he's not being involved in a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi says no, he's potter because he was mitzi per Rishus. What's the Rishus? And that's because we see in Masechah Sukkah that they used to carry their lulavs around all day. They would walk in the street, carry their lulav. They'd visit the sick, carry their lulav. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's considered somewhat of the mitzvah. It's still somewhat of an extension of the mitzvah, if you want to say it like that, even though he's not actually performing the mitzvah of netilas lulav, and therefore he's potter for carrying it out on Shabbos. And it would be the same exact thing with the tzitzin she'in ma'akven es ha-mila, since we're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos, and the tzitzin she'in ma'akven are still part of the mitzvah of mila somewhat. They're meant for hiddur mitzvah, so the mila looks nice and looks put together. According to Rabbi Yosi, one is allowed to go back and trim those tzitzin she'in ma'akven es ha-mila, because it's considered like gemar mitzvah in some sort of way. The question now is, af pesachin shel mila kein va'af b'matzah kein, would the same thing be with the mila knife or with matzah if he carried them out into the Rishus Rabim, even if he wasn't supposed to be doing a bris? Is he going to be chayav for that or no? And koftas on based on top, the Gemara tells us, from that which Rabbi Yechon told us before, that even if he took his hand away, he's allowed to go back to trim even the tzitzin she'en makvenes hamila. Hadamer, that tells us, afil b'sakin shel mila kein, afil b'matzah kein, then even with the mila knife and even with matzah, if he carried them out into the Rishus Rabim, he's going to be putter because all somewhat considered part of the mitzvah. And this is as well as the understanding in Shitas Rabbi Yosi that we had said before, who argues their man Rabbi Shimon that even bedavar she'ein basiyasin mitzvah, since he's somewhat being involved in a mitzvah as a whole, he's going to be potter for that. And moving on to halacha, hey, the Mishnah tells us katan nima l'shmoina l'tisha l'hasara l'chadasar l'shneimasar loy pachas loy yaser. There's a possibility of giving a bris to a child on the 8th day, 9th, 10th, 11th, or even 12th day after his birth, but not less or more than that. Where do we get all these days? So kid Darka, if he's born like regular in the middle of the day and there's no sfeikos, l'shmoina, he gets a bris on the 8th day. Noilet bein hashmashos, let's say he's born bein hashmashos, which is a time period in between night and day, and it's a suffix. We don't know if bein hashmashos was the day that just passed or if it's the new day. So nimel tisha, he gets it on the 9th day. Let's say he was born bein hashmashos in between Monday and Tuesday. We don't know if bein hashmashos is Monday or Tuesday, so he's going to get it on Tuesday, which is considered day 9. Now bein hashmashos Erev Shabbos, let's say he's born bein hashmashos Erev Shabbos in between Friday and Shabbos, so then nimel asara, he would have to get a bris on the 10th day, which is Sunday, because he can't get a bris on Shabbos due to the fact that bein hashmashos might actually be Friday, but he can't get a bris on Friday because that might be day 7 due to the fact that bein hashmashos might actually be considered like the next day. And yom tov lachar Shabbos, let's say yom tov comes out after Shabbos, nimel achadasar, so then this child would have to get a bris mila on Monday, which is the 11th day, because he can't get a bris mila on Sunday due to the fact that it's yom tov. And shnei yom tov shor hashana, if right next to Shabbos is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so nimel shneimasar, he would have to get a bris mila after all 3 of these days, and that's on day 12. And last day is katan achayla, a sick child in Moilinosai Achiyavri. He can't get a bris mila until he gets healthy. Now the Gemara tells us yesh katan nimel yomai. There's actually a katan that will get a bris mila on the very same day he was born. And hey chavida, how would that work? Yal devarchach nizgayra nimel yomai. If a woman gave birth in that very same day after her birth, she became a geiras, so nimel yomai, that child is going to get a bris mila on that day because it's a bris for his geiras. He's undergoing geiras, so we know again has to get a bris mila on that day, so it's not going to be the 8th day, it's going to be day 1. However, in his gairah v'achach yalda, if she first became a geiras and then she gave birth, so the child's born a Jew, nimel shemayna, he gets a bris like regular on the 8th day. Now we discuss the bein hashmashas case. Yaakov ish kvar nevuraya shalor of chagai me'ata noel bein hashmashas nimel bein hashmashas. Why don't we say that if a child's born bein hashmashas in between Friday and Shabbos, he should just get a bris mila the next week bein hashmashas? And but shach, if you want to say bein hashmashas is considered like Friday, so that means the 8th day is Friday and he's getting a bris on his 8th day. And if you want to say bein hashmashas is Shabbos, so that means that he needs to get his bris Kedrus on Shabbos, and it's Daicha Shabbos, and anyway, he's getting a Banish Mashas, which is the same time that he was born. So Amrali respond to him, Ilu Havina Nov At Olin B'chad Tara. If you and I were both walking into the same shire, the same gate at the same time, Dom Havina Yecholin Mechavno, would we be able to be Mechavin precisely walking in exactly the same time? No, we wouldn't be able to do that. One of us would end up walking in slightly before the other one, and it's the same thing with Banish Mashas. This is according to the opinion that Banish Mashas is Keharif Ayin. It's just one moment where it switches from day to night, and therefore it's impossible to make it precise to give the child a bris milah at the exact time Banish Mashas that he was born the previous week Banish Mashas, and therefore we're going to be running into Shabbos issues. That's why he would have to get a bris on Sunday. Now, when discussing a sick child, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Achazasai Chama, if he got a fever, meaning he got sick, Mamtina Lo Shloshim Yoim, we have to wait 30 days and then we give him bris milah, meaning after he gets better, we have to wait 30 days and then he gets his bris. And now the question is, Aysam Shloshim Yoim, those 30 days that we're waiting, Ma'ol Achilai Chalv Truma, are we allowed to give him Truma milk? And Ma'ol Asai Chashem and Truma, are we allowed to anoint him and shmir him with Truma oil? Within the first 8 days before he gets his bris, he's not even right to get a bris at all because he's not 8 days yet, and therefore if his father's a Kayin, we're allowed to give him Truma milk and shmir Truma oil on him. The question is, after day 8, over here, he's not allowed to get a bris according to Halacha because he's sick. So maybe it's just like before day 8, and therefore he'd be allowed to have this Truma. Maybe it's just due to a technicality that he's not able to get a bris. But maybe according to Halacha, he's considered an Arel, a non-Gemalad Kayin, and therefore he wouldn't be allowed to have Truma. So Gemara answers in the Shmir Ma'adal, it's from the following. Al Mishnah Yevamos tells us, Ha'arel, a Kayin who doesn't have a bris mila, and that's because his brothers died after the bris milas, so he halachically is not allowed to get one. And V'chala Tmein, any Kayin who's Tamei, lo yaychlu b'truma, they're not allowed to Truma. However, Neshem Avdeim yaychlu, their wives and servants are allowed to eat. So we see very clearly from here that a Kayin, who even though he's not allowed to get a bris mila due to a medical issue, still he's considered an Arel and he's not allowed to eat Truma. And it's the same thing with his baby, who's already after day 8, and the only reason why he can't get a bris is because he's sick. He's still considered an Arel and he's not allowed to have Truma. And Ramacha says, B'shem Tanchum Bar Chiya, Ein Arla Elam Yem Hashmini Ulalon. This is the same thing, that we only consider him an Arel from day 8 and onwards. That's because day 8 he's able to get a bris, so he's considered an Arel from then on. And even though, again, even if because of a technicality he can't get a bris, he's still considered an Arel and he can't have Truma. And Vitani Kain is taught like this in a Brisa, Kol Shlashim Yom Asa Achilei Chalav Truma Sech Hashem Truma. All 30 days that we're waiting to give him a bris, we're now allowed to give him Truma milk or shmir Truma oil on him. Now the question is, Leile Shmini Mat Avile, what about the night before the 8th day? How do we treat that? Like the 8th day and he's not allowed to have Truma, or is it still considered like day 7 and he is allowed to have it because he's not considered Arel yet? And the answer is Mat Tani, from that which was taught, Leile Shmini, on the night before the 8th day, Nichnas L'dir L'Aser, we could take these brand new animals and put them into the pen in order to get Meiser. Hadamar, that tells us Leile Shmini Kishmini, that the night of the 8th day is like the 8th day itself. This has to do with Meiser Behema. We know every single year a person takes all their brand new animals that were born to them, puts them in a pen, counts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Meiser Behema. It's a carbon. And we also know that a baby animal is not allowed to be shechted within its first 7 days of life. Only once it hits 8 days old is it allowed to be shechted. So where he has an animal which is only 7 days old, so it can't be Meiser Behema right now, but tomorrow's 8th day of life, it could be shechted. Now he's taking Meiser Behema at night. What we just learned from here is that this 7 day old baby is allowed to be put into the pen and counted as Meiser Behema, and that's because even if it is picked as the Meiser Behema animal and is going to have to be brought as a carbon can't be brought at night, and so anyway, it's going to be brought tomorrow, and tomorrow is its 8th day. And so therefore, already the night before the 8th day, this animal could be counted as Meiser Behema. And it's the same exact thing with a bris. Even though a bris can't be done at night, since this is the night leading into the 8th day, the child already is considered an 8th day baby, in as much as now he's an RL and he's not out of any truma until he gets a mila. And actually, Kufi Ramad Alpha on the top, Vitani Kain, we have a bris that says Beferosh, Kol Shivas Hayamim, Motel Achilei Chalav Truma, Sech Hashem Truma. All 7 days before the bris, we're allowed to give him truma milk and shmir truma oil on him. But once we hit the night after the 7th day, meaning the night before the 8th day, he's already considered an 8 day old child who's an RL and is not allowed to have anything related to truma until he gets his bris. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss mila on Shabbos with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.